This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Random fact of the day for this Friday. It cost more for London to put on the Olympics that wrap up this weekend, about $15 billion, than it did for NASA to send that rover up to Mars this past weekend, around $2.5 billion for that. But relative costs aside, the games have gone pretty well for the Brits, at least as seen from the outside. From London, Christopher Worth has the view from the inside.
Perhaps the most quintessentially British verdict on these Olympics came from London's Mayor Boris Johnson speaking to a Fox News reporter.
It's all going horribly right. I mean, you know, so far, touch wood, without being complacent, we do think we're having a very good game so far.
But horribly right belies a certain glumness here that it could have gone horribly awry, with all the dire predictions of traffic jams, driving rain, and inadequate security. The British collectively held their breath before the game started. Oliver Hun, a bicycle courier in London, was among them.
We're quite pessimistic as a country, I think.
Before the opening ceremonies, the Guardian newspaper ran a gloomy front-page preview of the Games under the headline, What Could Go Wrong? Joe Twyman is in charge of social research at the British polling firm YouGov. He says, in a way, the British almost see disaster as an opportunity to show off their trademark ability to muddle through.
We don't like to get our hopes up.
He says the country's chronic pessimism has pervaded everything from the Queen's recent jubilee to the royal wedding to, well, he's not sure how far back it goes.
I have heard it said that people didn't expect to win the Battle of Hastings in 1066. I mean,
That'd be the battle between English King Harold and William the Conqueror, which Harold did lose. Since then, Twyman says, expecting the worst is kind of baked into British genetics.
We don't want to go into things thinking we're going to be the best in case we're not. And so I guess what you could say is that we don't really like disappointment.
But with the games almost over and no disasters yet, the mood here has brightened a bit. The host nation has hauled in more than 50 medals, almost half them gold. I found Londoner Patrick Jones celebrating outside a pub.
You know, we've probably put on the best Olympic Games in the world, and I think Britain should be proud of that.
In a horribly cheerful London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.